KCast Radio, your home for Curry and Claypool in the mornings. Classic rock to the bone, or the great classic you'll only hear here on KCast Radio. Hey, hey, what can I do? You can find on the B-side of the Immigrant Song on the 45 originally, and then a song re-released in the late 80s, early 90s on Coda. And it sounds fantastic. We love having it on. A man who loves his classic rock as much as he loves his kitties and doggies. He joins us right now on KCast Radio, Dr. Rab from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. Dr. Rab, good morning to you, brother. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
All right, we're doing great. I love to call you on the fly. I know that you're a very busy you're a very busy man. I saw this story this morning. I'm like, I'm going to call Dr. Rab, see if I can get him on real quick. And, of course, you will put everything aside for the show, and I appreciate that. Rising trend. By the way, you can follow Rossbridge Animal Hospital, Rossbridge Vet on Twitter. Rising trend has seen stir-crazy pet owners trying to teach their dogs to talk. Method pioneered by speech-language pathologists using buttons that play words on the floor. It's like got like 18 or 19 different buttons, and they're all pretty close together. Loving pet owners say they can understand their dog's needs like never before, including I'm hungry, I want to eat, or I'm disappointed. Others questions whether the method is more useful than reading body language with dogs. Tell me, does this work, or could it work?
I would say that it is akin to a magic eight ball at this point. Watching the video and reading the article, I mean, I'm impressed that the dogs learned to hit the buttons. You know, and I think that's really cool. I don't think I could even teach my own dog to do that, but he's not the brightest dog on the block. But I think it's impressive that they can hit the buttons. But I will also say that it seems a little coincidental to me that all of the words could be relevant really in any situation that you have. So I think the jury's out based on those videos. I think that they're just hitting buttons, and you can make it fit with any situation.
Now, I've seen dogs. Dr. Rab Stewart joins us here from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. He does Dark Side of the Pooch. We'll bring that back whenever this COVID crap ends on Thursdays. Now, I've seen dogs ring bells when they have to go outside. I've seen dogs tap buttons when they're hungry, and dogs are always hungry, but they know roughly it's 5 o'clock and it's time to eat, and they'll go hit the button. Have you ever seen a dog actually express itself emotionally? Because on one of these buttons, it says, I'm sad or I'm disappointed. Like, they think it's time to walk, but it's raining outside and you can't. What are they establishing that emotional attachment to? Just because they're used to a routine and they're not getting their way, so they know to hit that button?
I don't think that they know to hit the button. I mean, I just think that the buttons that they've put on there could be applied to any situation. I mean, dogs definitely have emotion, and I don't want to say that they don't, because they obviously have emotions. Dogs go through, you know, joy and sadness, and you know, all the emotions that we have, and they probably don't understand them. You know, like we do. I mean, there's a lot of things that dogs don't understand. They don't really understand life and death and, you know, everything that goes along with it. They just don't have the capacity to understand that. So they definitely feel the emotions, but I just don't see any way that they could understand that a button that says, you know, disappointed or sad or happy, I don't think that they can correlate that with the emotion that they're feeling. Now, I think that it would be much more likely to teach a dog a word that is associated with something tangible. Like, you know, if someone were to walk into a room and, you know, one of the owners were to come in and whatever word they have associated with that owner, mom, dad, you know, Tony, whatever. I think that you could teach the dog over time that when someone walks into a room, they hit that button. I think that's possible. But I don't think that they could understand an emotion and hit that when they're feeling that. I just don't think there's a way to teach a dog that.
I was watching Bruce Almighty the other night. Is it possible to teach a dog how to pee and poop on the toilet?
Well, you can definitely do it with a cat. So I think that if you could do it with a cat, I think you could do it with a dog. They make these really unbelievable litter boxes that you guys may have seen, or some of the listeners may have heard about. It's an addition to the toilet. And, you know, when I first saw that movie, Meet the Parents, like years ago, I thought it was total bull that the cat could use could flush the toilet and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying the cat can flush the toilet, but you can look these things up and you can buy them. They're attachments for the toilet. You start out, it's basically a litter pan that takes up the whole of the toilet in its entirety. And then as you teach the cat to use it, you pull a portion of it out so that the hole actually goes down into the toilet bowl. So you, over time, you pull a little portion of it out and the hole gets bigger and bigger and bigger. They're eventually sitting on the seat, hanging over the bowl, and then they will pee and poop in there. It's possible.
I would give anything to be able to teach my dogs. I just don't know if I'm patient enough because my kids are still crapping their pants and they're 12 and 13. So Dr. Rab Stewart, our final question, Rossbridge Animal Hospital, great place. Make sure you take all your animals to the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. He's fantastic, and drive as far as you have to go because they do great work. I just had a dog banged up a couple weeks ago. By the way, Frisco's still banged up. I need to bring it back in. I couldn't put the cone on his face that long, man. What is the strangest thing or the most miraculous thing you've ever seen a dog owner teach his dog to do religiously?
This was probably a couple of years ago. There was a guy, and this is legit because he does it on the video, but there's a guy who has taught his dog, and this is how I know that a dog can associate lots of different words with tangible things. There's a guy that taught his dog to understand and retrieve something like over 100 different stuffed toys.
I've seen it.
So that's probably, for me, the most unbelievable thing I've seen, because I think he was on like a legitimate, maybe like CBS Sunday Morning or something. I don't remember what it was, but they did a whole like half hour on this guy, and they sat there and the owner would say, you know, purple octopus or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the dog, out of a mound of toys, the dog would move things around until he found it and brought it back to the owner. So, I mean, you can, and people have known this forever. I mean, you can teach a dog words. But that to me was unbelievable that the dog had that much of a vocabulary.
Dr. Rab, you rock, man. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
There is Dr. Rab Stewart, of course, from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. He joins us right here on The Fly. We have experts for anything around here. I had this story this morning. I was like, you need to come on the show. He's like, I'm busy, dude. I'm doing surgery and a dog's in town. I was like, I don't care. Get on the phone with me. I need to talk to you. All right, Coach Larry Tidwell is going to join us here in just about 25 minutes here on KCAST Radio. It's Classic Rock the Bone, Frampton.